Hi everyone, I'm Haley Griffiths, and this is The Science of Social Media, a podcast by Buffer, your weekly sandbox for social media stories, insights, experimentation, and learning.
Welcome to episode number 73. I'm Brian Peters, and this week we're starting to wrap up 2017, looking back on a wild and exciting year in social media and beginning to plan for what should be an interesting 2018, to say the least.
2017 was definitely one to remember, Brian. So much happened in social media, and over the next few weeks, we'll be sharing a ton of fun insights from this year and also getting everyone ready for a wonderful and successful 2018.
On tap for this week, social media's top 10 posts, why they were so successful, and what we learned as marketers. Let's get started. All right, so I'm super excited for this episode, Haley, because even though many of us don't have a huge marketing team or millions of dollars in budget, there's still so much we can learn from the top social media posts of 2017.
I agree. So we're going to do this lightning round style, and here's how we will set it up. First, we'll share the five most popular social media posts from the top five biggest accounts on social media. We'll look at one brand, one celebrity, one community, one media page, and one entertainment page. There's no surprise that the top five most popular social media posts of 2017 happened on Facebook. And then we'll share the five most popular social media posts from us here at Buffer. And for this, we used likes, comments, and shares to define what is most popular for us. All right, you ready to get started, Brian?
Yep, let's do it.
Cue the music.
Coming in at number five is from our brand page, Red Bull. Red Bull has 48 million followers on Facebook alone, and they prove just how engaging entertainment is on social media, which I think will be a theme throughout this episode. Their top post is a video of two people in, you know, those squirrel suits that you can like fly with, jumping out of and flying from one plane to another midair. It makes my hands sweat just watching it. So definitely recommend checking out the Red Bull page. The video received more than 750,000 likes and 85 million views. So, you know, we're not all Red Bull, but what I learned from this and found most interesting was the caption for the video. It was, "This is what you do when you miss your flight," which I thought was so genius because it's short, it's witty, and it leaves just enough to make you have to watch the video in order to find out what happens. And I can totally just see the Red Bull team having fun with that caption, and it totally worked for them.
That's not what I do when I miss my flight, but I wish it were. At number four, our entertainment page is Mr. Bean. So the Mr. Bean page has 76 million followers on Facebook, and their top post shows just how powerful storytelling and nostalgia with video can be. I definitely feel nostalgia when I think of Mr. Bean. So it's a 2-minute video clip of a scene from the show several years ago where Mr. Bean sets up a recliner chair on top of his car and drives around town. The video has 2.1 million likes, more than 1.2 million shares, and 126 million views, which is, this is just unreal. Now, we can't all be Mr. Bean, unfortunately, but there are still a few great lessons from this video. Number one is that nostalgia mixed with comedy makes for a very shareable video. And number two, this video makes really great use of an anticipation or buildup. For the first part of the video, you're wondering what he's doing. And then finally, they reveal that he's about to drive the car from a chair. Such a great technique to keep people engaged with the video throughout.
You know, it's videos like this that make me wonder why we spend so much thought on social media and don't just post us like silly things.
Just anything.
Yeah. All right. So number three is from one of our favorite brands on social here at Buffer, and that's the media page, National Geographic. We had their team on the show back in episode number 28, which we'd highly recommend checking out. But I digress. Nat Geo's followers on social media add up in the hundreds of millions, and their most popular post from 2017 was a dinosaur fossil discovery. 286,000 likes, 283,000 shares, and 21 million views. Obviously, Nat Geo is a massive brand, but of course, there's always something to be learned here. First is that breaking news and discoveries are a great way to generate brand awareness if you're not sure what to post about. Being the first to talk about a discovery, data, studies, research, if it's interesting, makes for great social content. Number two, Nat Geo did something that is easily scalable and doable for brands of any size. Essentially, if you watch this video, it's just an explainer video. It has some really cool B-roll and then just text pop-ups on the screen to explain what's happening and kind of like a narrative style. Super easy to do. We've done this a ton here at Buffer using Animoto, and it really doesn't require any sort of video personality or person or equipment from your company, which makes making this kind of video easy and awesome.
The number two social media post from 2017 comes from a community page. This is might not be surprising to very many people. It's from BuzzFeed Tasty. So Tasty has more than 90 million followers on Facebook, and we're really the pioneers in the how-to social media video realm. As you probably guessed, their top post was about food. This one is interesting though, and I think there's some very concrete reasons why it received nearly two times the engagement than all of their other videos. It's a video labeled Steak Dinner for Two. It has 1.1 million likes, 2.1 million shares, and 120 million views. The first learning here is that the thumbnail is one of the most important factors in getting people to watch your video. The BuzzFeed team is the master at this. Essentially, and we've talked about this before, but you show the climax of the video right there in the thumbnail. In Tasty's case, it's the final dish. This ensures that people stick around. They want to know, they want to see when that happens. And the number two learning is the power of shareability. Notice how Tasty used the caption, steak dinner for two, not something like the perfect steak dinner. The video has more shares than likes, which is mind-blowing. This proves to me that a ton of people tag their friends, family, or significant others, which is such a great strategy.
The number one post was from, you guessed it, our celebrity page and Cristiano Ronaldo. He's up to more than, I think, 250 million followers across social media. And his number one post for 2017, a photo. Our first photo in this, which I thought was exciting. I don't know why I thought it was so exciting, but it was. This one is of him at a hospital showing two cute little babies. 5 million likes, 195,000 shares, and 127,000 comments. So, wow. Strangely enough, I think we could all learn something from the wildly talented and handsome Ronaldo. First, it's that it's no surprise that a personality, or in this case, celebrity, is the largest page on Facebook. In fact, people, not brands, make up the top 10 or more liked accounts on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn, and Instagram, meaning that audiences are more inclined to like and interact with a human, which... I don't know, maybe surprising or not. So our takeaway for this one is, even if you don't feature people in your social media posts, you can still talk and interact like a real human, even if you're a brand. Your captions should be conversational, your images and articles relatable, your videos authentic. And I know it's kind of a stretch here, but I think that's what we can all learn from Cristiano, is that humans are really at the center of social media.
I think that's a great takeaway. Well, that was fun. Now for the top five posts from our Buffer accounts in 2017. These might be a bit more relatable in terms of page size and audience for everyone. Currently, we have 105,000 followers on Facebook, 950,000 on Twitter, and 32,500 on Instagram. Coming in at number five is an image that we cross-posted from our Instagram account to our Facebook page. It's a photo of a puppy in a camera bag with a quip caption as if the puppy were speaking. So it has 17,000 likes, 763 comments, and 241 shares. And the caption is, "This is where I go when we go on adventures," right? So cute. So this one is super interesting for us to learn from, because it shows that you don't have to post about the exact industry your brand is in. In this example, we're a social media SaaS company posting about adventures with a puppy. So as long as you can do it in a creative and tasteful way, there are so many content ideas out there for you to experiment with.
Yeah, couldn't agree more with that one. Number four on a social countdown is probably my favorite post of the year. It's an image, well, meme actually. The meme is poking fun at how great it used to be to receive emails 15 years ago. And now we get that same joy from physical letters. So times have changed. It's almost switched. And we're scared of all our email inbox these days. This one got 4,440 likes, 883 shares, and reached more than 300,000 people. I think what I learned from this post was that, number one, the caption is super short and describes the photo without distracting people from it. So all it says is emails versus letters in 2017. That way people actually have to look at the photo. I think maybe too often we as brands think we need to like explain everything we have to in the caption, whereas maybe the photo or the video does all the explaining that you need. And then number two is that the idea of quote unquote all too true works really well on social media. I mean, I could point to countless amount of successful accounts out there that poke fun at things and that are quote unquote all too true in life. Instagram obviously is like the mecca for all too true accounts. And this type of humor does really well on social media.
Number three on our top five social media list is a piece of curated content. This one comes from the folks at WeWork, and it's an image with a sign that reads, "Procaffeinating, noun, the tendency to not start anything until you've had coffee," with a little coffee emoji. So this one has 7,500 likes, 2,300 shares, and more than 550,000 people reached. Again, curated content being an awesome way to generate brand awareness on social. But what we also learned from this post was how effective resharing content on social media can be. We originally shared this post back in June of this year, and it did pretty well. But when we reshared it in September, it went viral. It was just a lot of luck and timing. The right person or people saw it and shared it. We posted at the right time, or a combination of everything. The point is that we would have never seen these results if we didn't share this post more than once.
Absolutely. Huge fan of resharing. Coming in at number two, another curated post. And this one's a video from Mashable showing a beautiful kinetic structure in Los Angeles that shifted shapes and kind of looks like a big wave in the sky. It's actually pretty remarkable. I loved it. But this one got 4,300 likes, 1,900 shares, 325,000 views, and reached more than 750,000 people. And remember, this is from our Facebook account that has only 100,000 likes. So again, curated content, killing it for us. And it's funny because I remember this one well. When I posted it, I thought there was no way it would go anywhere, but it took off kind of surprisingly. And I think that's maybe a theme of social media. Tons of people were commenting on this video and sharing it with their friends. I remember seeing a lot of comments like, "We need to go there," or "I was just there and saw this." And so the learning for me on this one was twofold. Number one, the fountain is awe-inspiring. So In a social media sense, that means it's probably the most unique thing you'll see on your feed that day, which makes it super shareable. So I've actually learned that lesson from this post is this the most unique thing or article or whatever that someone is going to see in their feed today? That's pretty good barometer for your content. And number two, that location-based posts really do make a difference for tagging and sharing. So yeah, like I said, two things I still keep in mind to this day.
Number one on the Buffer social media charts in 2017, another piece of curated content.
Wow.
No, this one is from Wired. It's a pretty epic article they ran on a photographer that uses a drone plus 3D rendering to create photographs that give a sort of warped view of the world. This one did extremely well for us. 9,000 likes, 2,300 shares, and it reached 850,000 people. I think it was at this point where we really started to realize how powerful curated content could be for our brand and for our social media results. As a small team, it's super hard to create consistently great content, and curating content solves a lot of those problems and challenges for us. It gave us an avenue to share things that people find interesting, even if it didn't come from our blog or website.
Yeah, I can honestly say that curated content, not video content, was the biggest game changer for Buffer in 2017. And we hope you enjoyed this social media roundup as much as we did. It's amazing how much good content is out there on social. Makes me want to up our game even more for 2018.
Totally. And we'd also love to hear from you. Send us your top post from 2017 using the hashtag Buffer Podcast so that we can all learn from what made it work for you. And stay tuned for more episodes to wrap up 2017 and gear up for 2018 in the coming weeks.
Yes. Can't wait to share everything we've got in store. We hope you all have a happy and productive week ahead. And we'll talk to you next Monday.